Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. It's Tuesday. Isn't that wonderful? Did you ever realize that if Jesus walked into a place and said, isn't this a wonderful Thursday? And somebody would say, sir, no, it's Tuesday. Not anymore, it isn't. Because the minute he said it, all the calendars changed. Because he has what he says. Amen. He lives by faith too, you know. You understand that? Thank you, Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And this is Kenneth Copeland Bible College and the student body here. And we welcome you to this Tuesday's edition of this broadcast. Yeehaw! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, all last week, we had a faith refresher course, and we just looked under every leaf and every rock and just talked about faith, because faith is our way of life. Faith is not something we do occasionally when we really need something from God. No, we live by faith. That means we walk by faith, we sleep by faith, we do everything we do by faith, and we die by faith. I don't intend to be sick another day in my life hereafter forever. No, I don't have time. Amen. Praise God. So, all this week, we're discussing life and death, blessing and cursing. That's it in a nutshell. The wages of sin is death. Amen. Now, we've all heard this, well, you know, when it's your time to die, you're just going to go and that's all there is to it. No, sir, that isn't true. In Genesis 6, you know, that's right at the front of the book. And first mention and first words carry all the way through the rest of the Bible. So when the 91st Psalm says, with long life, He'll satisfy you and show you His salvation, that's based on 120 years. All of the food laws in Leviticus are based on living 120 years. Amen. And I don't eat that way because it's a law. I eat that way because it works. And you can do what you want to do, however the Lord leads you, or what you decide to do. But the things in that list that say don't eat, don't eat it. Like the guy said, don't do it. Stop and think a moment. I mean, there's some beautiful women in this school, you know that? Yeah, it's some fairly good-looking guys, too. But anyway, I was looking at these beauties as I walked over here. God created every living thing to be nourished. Every living thing. I don't care what it is. If it's alive, it has to eat. That's the reason you can catch a fish. Particularly if you use bait. He has to eat. That's the reason you can get a big buck deer during rut season, because you catch him when he's chasing girls. He doesn't have good sense. Brother Copeland, you mean to tell me you kill deer? Yes. And I eat every one of them. Yes, I do. They're magnificent. The white-tailed deer is a magnificent animal. And God put them here for food. And they highly qualify. So does the buffalo. And my being part Indian, I've been buffalo hunting. To me, they are not bison. They buffalo. The legal name is bison. And if you want to go out to the Crow Indian Reservation and get all the Crow there, all of them that live there, just holler buffalo hunt. Here, nah, whoa. And we had the privilege of doing that. It was a time when the buffalo patch was closed because it was rather dry and so forth. But Jesse and John and I were there, and the principal chief, very, very, and the vice, actually he's called president, and the vice president, born again, spirit-filled men. And so we had sat in on their tribal council, and they said, how'd you like to go kill a buffalo? I said, do you have to ask? And we had the privilege of hunting what they call the buffalo patch. And they roam free, just like they did many years ago. And what a magnificent animal. God put those animals here for food. And it's good. So, life and death. In Genesis 6:3, the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years." All right. Now, turn with me to the book of Hebrews, and we'll read this from the 9th chapter of Hebrews again, the 27th verse. 26th verse, "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Then we read in the Classic Amplified, in Proverbs 3, "My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you." A life worth living, that's a life full of faith. Through old age until death. You could say, until you're 120 years old and die. The only thing that's going to cut my life short of December the 6th, 2056, is the coming of the Lord. Amen. That'll be fine. That'll be just fine, thank you. Amen. So then, now, let's take a look then at the 90th Psalm. Psalm 90. Psalm 90 and 91 is accredited to Moses. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man into destruction. Says, "Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are as but yesterday, when it is past as a watch in the night. You carest them away with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it's cut down and withers. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled." See, this is a morning, an intercession psalm, interceding psalm. "Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. the days of our years are 70, and by reason of strength they be 80. Yet is their strength labor sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Now, the footnote in the Classic Amplified. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age, when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea, to die before reaching the promised land. Now, that's in the 14th chapter of Numbers, 26 through 35. They had mumbled and grumbled against God to the point where He had to cut them off to save them. Judgment is mercy in action, always. God is always merciful. And when we judge ourselves, we're not judged with the world. So, in order to have an army that would absolutely would go after, he had to have men that were born in that desert. Moses says most of them are dying at 70 years of age. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of the life of mankind. It was not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years never has been an average span of life for humanity. It never has been. When Jacob, the father of his immediate ancestors, when Jacob, father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130 years, he complained that he had not attained the years of his immediate ancestors. In fact, Moses himself lived to be 120 years old, Aaron 123, Miriam several years older, Joshua 110 years of age. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought a child. Now that's Isaiah 65:20. It has been a miscarriage of the word. It never has been a normal span of life. I mean, people, old reprobates, go to prison sometimes and live to be 75 or 80 years old. And people pick that up. Well, you know, he only promised us 75 or 80 years. He didn't promise you 75 or 80 years, didn't promise you anything of the kind. He did say, with long life, I'll satisfy you. So you ought to live a long, satisfied life. Amen. Well, we just read about a long, satisfied life, a life worth living. A life worth living is a life full of faith, a life without sickness or disease, yes. Yes. Prospering spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. Every way of life, glory to God, regardless of what your background is, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of, I mean, hey, that's God.
Yes.
That's God. That's Jesus. Jesus was not a white man. He was and he still is a Jew. He's a bronze-colored man. Hallelujah. Read the book. It'll tell you. Amen.
Amen.
But what color is he to you? When you close your eyes, what color is Jesus? There is neither male nor female. I'm quoting the word to you. There is neither male nor female, Greek or Jew. all in the body of Christ equal with Jesus. We're joint heirs with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm excited about this. Now, let's go back where we were in the book of Deuteronomy, in the 30th chapter. Verse 14. The word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thine heart. Does that sound familiar to you? How about the Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, Saul of Tarsus, that when he came into covenant with God, his name was changed to Paul. He quoted that in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Amen. And being an Orthodox Jew, being a Pharisee, he could quote all five of these books. That was the only Bible there was at that time. Yes. But then, when you moved on over into the rest of the law and the prophets. But the Pentateuch, the first five books, that's where we get the word Pentecost, 50 days. Five books, the Pentateuch. As a Pharisee, he would be able to quote those first five books by the time he was this teenage boy. Amen. So he quoted it. He quoted the Psalms. Isn't this book marvelous? So, I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest, read it, live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land wherever you go to possess it. 18th verse, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, that you shall surely perish, and you shall not prolong your days upon the land whether you possess over, go, that you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have, now listen, this is God saying, right? Yes. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore you choose. You choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey His voice, thou may cleave to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. Amen. So what's the length of the days He's talking about here? 120 years. Praise God. Isn't that amazing? That you may dwell, that for He is your life. He is our life. He is the life that is on the inside of us. He is the life of our spirit man. He is the life of our intellect. He's the life in your memory, in your brain. He is the life in your eyesight. He is life. He is life. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God. Life, words, the words of life. You choose. Now, what does that say to you? Well, I'll tell you what it says to me. He's already made his choice. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose. He has already chosen you. He has already chosen me. All you have to be for God to choose you is breathing. Now, after you step out of that body, it's a whole new thing. This physical body is our authority in the earth. Human beings have authority in this earth, whether they know it or not, whether they ever do anything about it or not. You can go to hell if you want to. Now, John said, there is a sin unto death, and I do not ask that you pray for that or for him. There is a sin unto death. Now, I'll cut that short for you. This is a person born again, and it's all right there in the book of Hebrews, born again, filled with the Spirit, operating in the gifts of the Spirit, and has made the decision to trample underfoot the blood that sanctified it. It's not that God will not forgive him or her. The book just says it is impossible to bring them to repentance. They know what the book says. They can quote parts of it to you. Oh my. Brother Hagin talked about a man that came into one of their services, and we're out of time. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The words you speak have the power to direct your life, but God gave you a choice. Will you speak according to the life-giving Word of God or according to the world? Get Choose Life, Choose Words, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and train yourself to speak only life every day. God's plan has always been to get His blessing to you, and your words have the power to release it. Jesus said to seek first His kingdom, and everything you need will be added to you. When you learn to do things God's way and say what God says, your life will thrive. Even when the rest of the world is in famine, you can be a distributor of God's blessing. That's what His blessing is all about. Find out what God's Word says, align your mouth with it, and live in the unforced rhythms of His grace. Request Kenneth Copeland series Choose Life, Choose Words, free on MP3 disc or DVD. Your voice, the words you speak, determine the condition of your life. So choose God's Word and live a blessed life. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer's good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
There's a personal hands-on experience that you'll get that you won't be able to find anywhere else, where you can actually learn things and then apply them to real life and see results right away.
With each class, it takes you higher and higher. I love all the instructors and how they impart to us the things that the Lord has laid on their hearts to share with us. They give us a new love for the Word.
You better preach what you learn here. Praise God. Listen, I'm telling you, you start out, you listen to it, and you listen to it until it comes out of your mouth. Glory to God. But when it comes out of your mouth, it'll have your anointing on it, and it'll come out like me. It'll come out like you. Glory to God.
Everything that I'm learning here will carry on and is preparing me for the next step.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Isn't it something to hear Brother Copeland teaching with full-time students who are there so hungry and eager to know the Word of God? And what else is wonderful is when you have with you an instructor from KCBC.
Praise God.
Pastor John Jester. What do you teach,
ma'am?
John?
I teach children and youth to our second year students, but our first year students, we lay a foundation and I teach Christ the Healer.
So here at KCBC, they get foundational teaching on the Bible principles of divine faith, divine love, divine healing, divine prosperity. But then in that second year, they get also the opportunity to learn hands-on ministry, not just in a classroom, but they're tied to EMIC and the Victory Channel. Tell us a little bit about that student ministry training.
Absolutely. We have a practicum program where our students actually plug into the church and get hands-on experience using what they've learned in the classroom. And it's really perpetuating the heritage of faith. We lay a foundation and then they get to practice what they're doing. And it's in the spirit of faith. That's different from other types of youth ministry or maybe someone who learned youth ministry in another way. This is perpetuating the heritage of faith for young people.
For young people. And so, pastors, this would be a great place to send your students there from your church or even those who are already in ministry to learn how to minister faith to children and to teenagers. You know, the Bible says, how can they hear unless someone is sent to them? Mm-hmm. So we're inviting you to financially invest in KCBC. And you can do that by giving online at kcm.org/give. And just look for the KCBC account. Or you can text to give at...
You can text 36609, keyword KCBC and the dollar amount.
And that's wonderful. You can also give by calling the number that you see on your screen. And that is good for those even outside the United States. Because while we're only beginning to start working towards KCBC internationally, the mission remains the same around the world. You can also send in financially to KCBC, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. But this is Pastor Terry and Pastor John KCBC here, reminding you that God loves you,
we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Bible College. To give online, go to kcm.org/give and look for the KCBC account. You can also text to give at 36609 and the keyword KCBC. Together, we are sending the uncompromised word of faith around the world.